Tal, I know you were born in Sylvan Lake, but obviously you lived in the area for a long time. What did it feel like having the green onion on your jersey tonight?
Yeah, I mean, when the jerseys first came out, I wasn't sure what it was, to be honest. But, I mean, yeah, it's always a fun night to wear those jerseys and, you know, kind of see the design. And, yeah, it's awesome to see all around the CHL, all different designs. But, yeah, it's always a fun night wearing those jerseys.
So you guys are on a 3-game win streak now. But, you know, a little bit streaky, a few losses in a row, a few wins in a row. You're in a very tight playoff race. So how badly does the team want to make the playoffs, and how hard are you fighting right now to keep up pace with Regina?
Yeah, I mean, every game's must win for us. I can almost say we've started the playoffs already, in a sense. I mean, that's our mindset right now, is every game's a playoff game for us, and we know that Regina's really tight, and now we're only 2 points back of Moose Jaw, and there's no reason we can't keep climbing. So we're going to play every game like it's our last, and every point is massive for us. So, yeah, the rest of the year is going to be a playoff game every night.
Were you guys aware that Moose Jaw had a pretty tough night last night?
Yeah, we saw the score. Yeah.
You guys seemed really hungry tonight. From my vantage point, you know, what did you see in the game tonight that led you guys to success?
I think it was just getting on their D. I think just relentless forecheck throughout the game. We saw that their D were kind of struggling. We know that their forwards like a lot of offense. They score a lot of goals, but they also give up a lot. And that was kind of our main key, was to play really heavy defense, and if we do that, we're going to have success and try and put as many pucks in there as we can. We know Watts really well, obviously, and he's a really good goalie. I think he's made 40-plus saves every night the past 5 games he's played, so we knew we had to get a lot on him tonight, and luckily we got some by him, and we played pretty solid defense. I think we had a little hiccup there at the start of the third period, but I think it showed our resilience on that PK. Everyone kind of blocking shots and being desperate, so obviously a huge win for us. And yeah,
when you know the team you're playing has played the night before and they had a pretty tough night, does that play into your game plan at all?
I mean, you could say a little bit. We're kind of coming off a little bit of a lot of games too, you could say. I mean, we've only had a couple days off coming back from BC, but I mean, yeah, it always kind of plays a factor a little bit. You can say whatever, really, but when you get out there, it doesn't really matter. You're both playing for the same thing, and you know, play so many games in a year that every team's going to go through a little bit of, you know, tiredness, exhaustion, all that stuff. And we knew they'd come out a little hungry. Obviously, they had a tough night last night against Edmonton, so we knew that we had to come out hungrier than them and, you know, push the pace right from the start. And I think we did that.